We don't have an epidemic of mental illness, we have an epidemic of psychiatry. You eat too much, it's a disease, it's an addiction. You smoke too much, it's a disease. You are too unhappy, it's a disease. You're too thin, it's a disease. You're too fat, it's a disease. You have too little sex, it's a disease. You have too much sex, it's a disease. No free will, it's all chemicals. No self-discipline, no self-control. A chemical imbalance meshes very well with the idea that you give a drug which restores the balance. It's a story, a mythology, a fable. The child doesn't perform the way he should or behave he should. He is not responsible. Some chemicalist will give him a chemical. You hear day in and day out on television that this is a mental illness and that's a mental illness. And Zoloft is advertised. Beer you can't advertise, but Zoloft you can advertise. Now this is, it's not just psychiatry. It's the whole psychiatrization of the culture. Now what's more toxic, Zoloft or beer? Amen. Case closed. Psychiatrists are getting more and further and further and further away from this human-to-human touch. And they're becoming more and more quacks. They talk and act and impersonate doctors. They talk about diagnoses and treatments and the brain and all this kind of stuff about which they know nothing. Zero. It's not science. It's politics and economics. That's what psychiatry is. Politics and economics. Behavior control. It is not science. It is not medicine.